Welcome to the Jesus Sisters Podcast. It's not a coincidence you're here.
We thank you for joining us on this journey to seek a close and personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Another episode of Jesus Sisters. We're so happy that you're here. I'm here with my Jesus sister, Allie. You over there, all the way in Florida?
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Representing.
Representing humidity is Allie.
Present.
Florida. Representing dry, scorching hot heat in Phoenix, Arizona is Laurel Cherry. It's so hot.
But always representing Jesus.
Amen. All right. Well, I can see we're extra sassy this morning. We're going to be on a roll. Had an appropriate amount of coffee. That's always helpful.
I was just going to say, I think I'm on my third or fourth cup.
Well, I'm on my second giant cup. I think it's pretty much the same thing.
My cup runneth over.
I did make a cold brew this morning, and it wasn't the same without you, Allie.
I love those cold brews.
I don't know, but today might be kind of like not the best one. You're probably not really missing out because it's like the bottom of the batch, and I don't know if anybody else makes cold brew at home. This is so random, so forgive me, but like it gets like this. If it doesn't get totally strained again by the end, you like get a little bit of like stuff that settles in the bottom. It's really grossing me out. I'm like, I don't know. Starbucks is sounding really good right now. So I'm going to try to drink it without drinking the nasty stuff at the bottom. So there you go. You're not missing out. But I do think of you when I make my cold brew.
Well, I was like, oh, hurts my heart on some of that.
I know. Oh, good times. Well, we have a great episode. At least we think we do. Anything that's inspired by the Lord is great. So we're going to be talking about blessings. I mean, like, hello, who doesn't want to talk about blessings? This is one of like the major perks of being a believer and having a relationship with God. And so I'm really excited. Should we start with a quick prayer?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it. Let's give it up. So, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for allowing us to be here, to be in full health, and to be here to share your message. We ask that whatever words we share today are from you and you only, and that, Lord, we capture the essence of what it is that you want people to get from this episode, and that you open their ears and their hearts and their minds to hear your message. And Lord, we just thank you for all of your blessings. We ask that you help us to see those blessings. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank
okay.
you.
Let's do it. Snaps. All right. So in thinking about this episode, I kind of was like, we take turns. I know what we've told you all before, but we take turns picking episodes. And it was, I had to pick my episode. I was like, Allie, I'm having a block. I'm going to keep praying about it and putting it out there. And I think Allie must have prayed for me too, because then the next morning when I got up and I did my devotional, it was like, yeah, let's talk about blessings. And mm-hmm. so I'm really excited, because something that came from a block, I think is going to be so great. So I'm going to start us off with some scripture, and just to kind of get us thinking about all of our blessings. So the first one, I'm going to start off with Ephesians 1:3, and it says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. And it's short and sweet and to the point, but I love that he's blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And so I think it's also appropriate to say that there's all different types of blessings. I think sometimes when we think of blessings, we're like, oh, it's I got a new car, or I got an extra bonus at work. But blessings come in all different forms. And sometimes blessings don't always look like blessings. Sometimes mm-hmm. they can be challenges put in our path. But actually, those challenges are ultimately to bless us, to be stronger, to be healthier, to be, you know, to grow spiritually. And so, And just thinking about this, I just love that there could be so many different types of blessings. We'll probably focus a lot on the good blessings, but just remembering that not all blessings look like they're fun and shiny.
Which leads me into my scripture. So that was a great kind of way for me to piggyback, because that is true. And doing research for blessings, I was like, you know, sometimes the Christian walk can, you know, not be easy, and you do have trials and life, you know, we live in the fallen world, and, you know, I think the world looks at being blessed as prosperity, you know, is everybody in health, all those things. And if you don't have those things, then you're not blessed. But that's why I love Matthew 5:2-12, where Jesus explains what being blessed about and how kingdom blessings and worldly blessings are way different at times. And so without further ado, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And I think, you know, that's the difference, that sometimes even persecution is a blessing. You know, the kingdom of heaven contrasts far from what the world looks at. So sometimes you might feel like, oh, I'm not being blessed, because maybe you are being persecuted for Jesus's sake. Or, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit. Like, if you're feeling like I'm lacking in spirit, yours is kingdom of heaven. Like, and it's, you know, it can be heavy, but it's also, we all have been there. And so it's nice to have our eyes opened to that, to see what the different blessings and benefits are in contrast to like what the world would say. And that God also says, I will reward the faithful, and you know, you're going to be ushered into the kingdom, into the eternal kingdom, where there is no more of the fallen world and the persecutions, and, you know, you're going to be satisfied. I know that, I think in Acts, they said that persecution was a blessing. They rejoiced to have been considered worthy to suffer for the shame of his name. And they counted it as a blessing. So just kind of interesting to see what, you know, bless. Of course, God blesses us with everything we have. Every good thing is from above. But also to know that, I think, for people that are struggling with maybe some hard times, like, you know, what the world counts as a blessing and what Jesus says is a blessing can differ. So definitely do your research on that so that you can be filled and strengthened to persevere through those hard times.
Wow. There was just so much as you were reading that scripture. I've read it before, but in the context of reading it and thinking of it in terms of blessings, it's just, it was kind of really eye-opening to me to just really look at it in that way. And I mean, it is, that is, he does tell us these are all the blessed people. And so I love that scripture, Ellie. I didn't even come across that one in my research, and I just love it so much. So thank you for sharing that, because it gives us perspective, right? Not everything is, you know, a financial blessing, or I'm trying to think of all the different blessings that we have. We get so many, but do you know what I mean? That just always comes to mind first, but that we can still be blessed and be persecuted. So that was super powerful to think about that. So thanks for sharing that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, I think sometimes you think like, oh, I'm not being blessed if I'm not seeing the prosperity or getting like the things that you want, or maybe family or people are sick. And God is showing up and explaining this and saying like, no, like if you are hungry and thirst for righteousness, you're going to be satisfied. If you give mercy, you're going to receive mercy back. And, you know, if you're pure in heart, you're blessed and you'll see God. Those are all the eternal rewards of heaven. And we focus on not what is seen, but you know, what is unseen, and that we keep our eye on the prize. That is, you know, God is going to do far above what we can see or imagine. And so this keeps us focused on the mission and to keep going when things get hard, because God says you're blessed.
Well, as you were talking, I was looking at my scripture and I was thinking about this scripture that I had saved. It's a psalm. And as you were talking, you talked about having a pure heart. And I was like, well, thank you, Lord. That's very reaffirming. That's some great affirmation that we need to talk about that scripture next. Because I think that if we are wanting blessings, right? So like if we're thinking about blessings in a traditional sense, and how we want to see God showing up in our lives and like, Lord, hey, if you could help me out and bless me in this way or that way. I think that he does give us some direction of some things that we need to do in terms of like answered prayers and receiving these blessings. And in Psalm 24 verses 4-5, it says, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Mm. And so it's an extra little guidance of like, yeah, we want all these things, right? We want answered prayers. We want these blessings. But if you have clean hands and a pure heart, that's super important, because that's showing God that we are trying to live by his ways and not the world's ways. And I think he recognizes that and he acknowledges that.
Yeah. And I think somebody who had, you know, a pure heart was Mary. And, you know, just to reiterate, blessings coming in many forms, you know, when the angel showed up and said, you know, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and bear a son and name him Jesus. And that God's favor is a blessing. And we know that, yes, like look at what came from, you know, Jesus. Of course, he's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, but that didn't come with her own persecution for how did she get pregnant, you know, and all the world was saying, the things that came with it. She was persecuted. And it just goes hand in hand with that scripture that we just read in Matthew. And, you know, in your scripture that, you know, sometimes the world's outlook is not God's outlook. And this is, you know, why we keep on persevering, even under persecution or some of these things, is because, you know, Mary didn't have anything but the vision that God told her, and she had to walk by faith and look at the blessing.
I know. So she's probably like, really, Lord? She said yes, right? And she was a loyal servant to the Lord, but you got it. Poor thing. She was a pure heart, and yet she's probably like, this is not what I asked for. This is a lot. Like, could you just imagine being like, surprise, thank you, Lord, I think, I don't know. You know that saying, or
however old she was, wasn't she like 14 or 15?
Mean, so young. That's terrible.
Can you imagine taking that on at that age? I mean, oh my goodness, me at 14 through 16, Hot Mess Express.
I didn't have my children until I was in my 30s, and I was stressed out. So I can't even imagine. I was just trying to figure out what I was going to wear to school when I was 14. It was like, oh, Mary. Thank you, Mary. We appreciate you.
She gave a good example of, I even think she said, you know, in her, that song that she sang, she said that she was blessed and found favor and all those, that's what she was singing about when, yeah, she gives a great example for how we should strive to be, but she still dealt with a lot of persecution and sufferings, but we know that she's blessed. So in this world, and, you know, I'll be curious when we get to heaven to see how, you know, all to meet Mary and thank her. And yeah,
I mean, the list is really long of who you're going to want to talk to first when you get to heaven.
Right? Yeah, I'm going to be making the rounds.
I know. We're like, good thing we'll have nothing but energy because we're going to need it. Lots of questions that will need to be answered. Mm-hmm. I hope we get all those answers. Or maybe we won't even care.
We will.
By the time we might get not, there.
But we have eternity. So we got time on our side.
That's true. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon, right? The endless journey. Okay. Well, do you want to share one of your scriptures or should I jump in with another one?
Either. So this is what just stuck out to me was Exodus 23:25. And it says, worship the Lord your God and his blessings will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from you. So I was like, noted. How important worship is in honor and praise, because his blessing is going to be on my food and water and he will take away sickness from me. So if we're feeling sick or, you know, I think just worshiping the Lord and praising and giving thanks and gratitude, we can see that we will be blessed.
I love that. Blessing on your food and your water. I mean, my mind automatically goes towards like, could you make that food completely nourish me and that water completely – like I think about all the blessings. Like if you're blessing your food and your water, like if that would be like the perfect vessel in your body to just completely nourish you and hydrate you. I don't know why. That's why I think of that. That might be weird. Maybe that
was one of
those things you should have had – I should have had a thought about and not thought out loud.
No, I think it was like Holy Spirit, because that reminds me of like – when Jesus speaks about the new heaven, we're talking about heaven and Revelations, you know, he says that he will give to the one who thirsts, you know, what is it? The water of life without cost to the one who overcomes will inherit, you know, a blessing. So I think that just all goes hand in hand. There's always something about like water and I don't know, maybe I'm getting off track myself, but that just reminded me when you were saying all that, you know, he is the water of life. So
love it. Love it. Okay. So I'm going to read another scripture. And this one is another Psalms. I feel like we've been in Psalms a lot lately. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes we go through phases and I don't know that it's intentional, but I don't know. The Lord just wants us in Psalms these days, I suppose. It's 119. And it's, let's see here, chapter 1, verse 2, I believe, if I'm reading this correctly. It said, how blessed are those whose way is blameless, who will walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe his testimonies, who seek him with all their heart. And so with this, I mean, it's short, but there's a lot here, right? So it's what I see here are, you know, those who are blameless and walk in the way of the Lord, right? Which is what we're trying to do every day. We fall short often, but the fact that we're just trying to walk in the way of the Lord, that and we observe his testimonies, and then we seek him with all of our heart. One of our last episodes was seeking him. And so I think when we seek him with all of our heart, no matter what, we're always going to feel his blessings because we're seeking him in his purest form. And so, I mean, that's just blessing upon blessing upon blessing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like, since we're talking about Psalms, it also says, like, how blessed is the man who fears the Lord and obeys. And that goes hand in hand with what you were saying. Like, I think part of receiving the blessing is that having that obedience, which is, we know it's so hard sometimes to like, just lean in the Lord and trust in what he's saying, especially if it's hard for, like, we want to go our own way and do our own thing. You know, I think when God promised to bless Abraham with many nations, he had to listen and obey, and he had to give up so much in faith and believe in God's promises before getting the blessing. And I think a lot of times there's that act of obedience before you get the blessing. Yes. That, you know, is our part, which what you were just saying, like we have to, you know, have that, not like, oh, God is so scary and it's going to smite me, but knowing that God is God and having that fear of, you know, disobeying him, because we know what happens when we disobey. It's not good for us. And then like God is like, yeah, whenever I ask you to do something that might be hard or stretch you, it comes with a blessing. You have to have that faith, but obedience is so important. And you know, I have to work at it every day to stay obedient.
Well, I think when you were talking about that, you brought up so many things for me. I think part of the reason that I felt like this episode was so important to me in my life is because I just feel so overwhelmingly blessed. I feel like God is blessing me in all different kinds of directions. And one of them is this podcast. You're talking about being obedient. Like, there was plenty of opportunities for us to say, no, we're not qualified. No, we can't do that. We don't have enough time. We don't know enough. We're not all these things. But even though we don't have a million listeners and we're not making $1 million, like, I feel so blessed every time we get to sit down and do this. There's just this, there's nothing like tangible. There's nothing that, like, we don't get any sort of monetary blessing, but I just feel so overwhelmingly, like, blessed. It's the, It's kind of a bizarre thing. I feel the same way about the women's Bible study that I've started. But I feel like that one's a little bit more tangible for me because I see it in the relationships with the women that I get to have, the new women that I now get to call friends, and to see the blessing of how he works in their life. I mean, it is so cool. It gives me goosebumps when I can see some of the growth. I just feel like
Those are the real blessings. Those are the kingdom blessings, not what the world says. But that is what God is going to look at and be like, what did you do with your time? This is what I did, you know, for you with no strings attached. It was all for your glory, your honor, your praise, Lord, because of what you did for me. This is what I'm trying to give back and to shine your light because you saved me. And I think that what we talk, those kingdom blessings. And I think that's, you're getting the fruit of the spirit. That's how you know that you're blessed, when you see these things. It's I'm just so proud of you I think about that all the time with your women's Bible study and how you're sharpening others, bringing fellowship, sharing the gospel. Like, I know that, you know, the Lord is rooting you on and heaven is cheering you on. I just, it's a blessing. And yeah, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Jesus, sister. You're so sweet. I just wish you were here to enjoy it with us. It makes me sad that you're so far away in Florida, but I know you're so close at the same time. So, but thank you. That was very sweet of you.
And we're just reaching. We're reaching. That's part of having this podcast, is knowing that there are people in other countries that have listened. And that is a blessing, like, that when God wills it, he will step in and give you that. He will give you a platform. He will turn your trials into a testimony and give you those blessings, where I'm like, who am I to have somebody in Germany or, all these other countries that tune in and listen and know that the gospel is reaching those places is so amazing. And so cool. Like you said, is a blessing.
Yeah, I love it. Makes me very happy. Thank you, Lord.
Yep. That's worship, right. Praise, honor. My next scripture is Jeremiah 17:7-8. It says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought, and it never fails to bear fruit.
Mm.
And it's like, even when that, it's like kind of what we've been talking about. When we trust and put our faith in the Lord, we're confident in Him. We're planted. We're secure. Those roots are deep. We're rooted in Christ. And even we don't fear. I mean, who doesn't want that, to have not have that fear? Even when heat comes, our leaves are always green, and it has no worries when, you know, the outside, when what we can see is a drought, we're replenished. So, and we bear that fruit, those fruits of the Spirit. That is what, how we know that we're walking in Christ, is when we have those fruits of joy, faith, love, all the fruits of the Spirit. That's how we know that we're bearing fruit, and that God is working in our lives, and we're on the right track.
I love when you were talking about this, it reminded me of a parable that I was reading in Mark, a parable from Jesus. And he was using the parable of how you, of seeds, and how, I'm not going to get this right, so forgive me in advance, but I'm just doing this off the top of my head. But it was like, there was like a seed that grew up in the rocks, right? And because there was nowhere for the roots to grow, it died quickly. Then there was the seed that grew up in the thorns. And then when it grew big, it was choked by the thorns and it couldn't survive. Mm-hmm. But the seed that's planted in the soil, which is the Lord, that the roots in the stream, I love that, that's planted by the water, sends out its roots by the stream. That is where we want to plant our seeds. That is where we're going to see our blessings. And you might grow a little bit in the rocks, but it's not going to be the same kind of growth. And so I love that this actually just brings that all home right there. For that one, Jeremiah 17:7-8.
Yeah.
Love it.
I also love in Ezekiel, they said, I think he said, like, I will cause showers to come down in their season, and they will be showers of blessing. Like, I want showers of blessing. I want it to be my season. Like, I love, give me a shower. Like, you know, now when it rains, I'm always like, I want to like get out there and like feel it, because I'm like, this came from heaven.
You're like a shower of the blessing. Well, it's been raining here, so maybe if I get brave enough, I'll go out and run in the rain and feel my showers of blessings.
Yes.
I do feel like I'm in a season of shower blessings. Like, God has just been so, so good. And I hope that doesn't sound obnoxious, but I just feel like so overwhelmingly blessed. I cannot put it into enough words. I'm sorry, I must sound like a broken record. It's probably annoying, but it's just, I'm so thankful. I don't want to ever be in a place or space in my life where I feel like blessings are just from me. Right? Like, I just want to always be in a place of acknowledging the Lord and like giving it back to God and just saying thank you. Actually, I kicked myself the other day. Someone was over at my home, and she was very sweet and she was very complimentary, and she had said something really nice about our home, and my response was, yeah, girl, I'm a hustler. I got always have a lot of side gigs. And then after the fact, I was like, dang it. Why did I say that? What I was supposed to say is like, the Lord is blessing me. And that's really the truth. But in the moment, I was just kind of like, I said it kind of in jest, but I was like, oh, that was an opportunity to shine and let the Lord take the glory for that. And I did it. So I'm going to remember that for next time.
Yeah, but you know, that's just how you know the Holy Spirit is with you and saying like,
It's not you. Get in line.
But he'll give you another opportunity. And, you know, this is an opportunity in itself to just, you know, sing his praises and give glory and honor to where your blessings are coming from. We know that every good thing is from above, and any sort of, you know, I guess material things, I know that it's because of him. It's not my money, it's his money. You know, and when things are down and out, I'm like, all right, God, I know that you're doing something in my life. You're working in my life to show me something, to build up perseverance, which is a blessing in itself. So
yeah, I feel like I went through a lot of those seasons. You don't get me wrong. There was a lot of perseverance. There was a lot of seasons of how are we going to survive? So it is, maybe that's why it feels even better, because I know what it's like to to be in those seasons. And it is not fun, but if you can recognize the blessings, that's why I wish I would have been in my walk at other places in my life, because I feel like I would have been able to see those blessings a lot easier. There was a, I think I mentioned this on the podcast before, but I think it's Pastor Rick Warren. I hope I didn't, it's not the wrong person.
Yep.
But he was talking about like when people are like going through so many challenges in life, usually there's blessings that are happening right alongside those challenges. It's just a matter of whether or not we actually want to see those and recognize those. And so if you are in a season of challenge and, you know, tribulation, and you're just going, you feel like you're in it right now. I know what that feels like. I would just encourage you to try to see the blessings that God is running alongside you too. Because I know he would not just leave us with no blessings. It might not appear something like something grandiose, but they're there. I promise.
Oh yeah. And that's going to lead me into my next scripture, is Peter 3:8-9. And it says, to sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God says it's better to give than receive. There's, you know, and yeah, that's just his kingdom principles that he talks about. And it's, we know that Peter, you know, to be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, humble in spirit, all those things didn't, when Peter first started his walk, Simon, he was not all those things. These are the attitudes that he, you know, inherited walking with the Lord, but it also gives you, you know, these characteristics that we as believers should have, you know, sympathy and having that brotherly, you know, love and being kind-hearted and humble. And then, you know, even when we're being insulted or hurt, it's like, give a blessing.
Yeah. Give a blessing.
And, well, and you will inherit a blessing.
I went through a challenging time recently, and you know how, when you're supposed to pray for people, when you feel like, even though you don't feel like you did anything wrong and there's something happening and you're supposed to pray for them. I had one of those moments. I'm like, oh, I got to do it. I got to sit down. I got to pray peace and blessings over this person. And I can't say that it's always easy, but what helped me is to pray for the Lord to see me, to allow me to see that person like he sees them. So to pray for them in a way that would allow blessings over them, just like the Lord wants that for them. And that makes it a lot easier if we try to love other people like the Lord would. So I love that.
And I think it's just natural to say, I mean, talking about Peter, I think about like when Judas betrayed Jesus and the soldiers came and got Jesus in the garden, and Peter got upset and cut Malchus's ear off. I'm like, ugh. I know me. I probably would have been that person. I'd be like, smite you. I got you, Jesus. And Jesus healed his ear. And so it's like, that's part of knowing the Lord and knowing who he is and who his spirit is and his characteristics. That's who Peter used to be. But then you can see in First Peter, you know, when he's been restored and sanctified by the Lord, these are the characteristics that he has. So I think it's a process. It's the fruit of the spirit.
It's a process.
Yeah.
you're so funny. Okay, I'm going to read. I have two more scriptures. So I have Psalms 115, 12 through 13. It says, the Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless his people, Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. And it just is another reminder that he remembers us. I think sometimes we feel like we're so small and God's got so many big problems and things to deal with. Like, why would he how could he remember us? How could he see all of us? How could he hear all of our prayers? But he promises here that he hears us and remembers us, and he will bless us. And I love that.
I love that. That is, I think ultimately the message is, the blessing is to know Christ and be saved and have our salvation. You know, Jesus is the blessing. Getting to know him, getting to enter into his presence is so, there's not even words. You know, the spotless lamb who bore our sins on the cross so that we could have eternal life with the author of life, the one who created us and knit us in our mother's womb. He is the one who is near to us when we are brokenhearted. He promises never to leave or forsake us. He sent us the Holy Spirit to guide us. That is the blessing. That is the ultimate end all be all, that we get Jesus Christ. And that is that. Like, yeah.
Girl, you be preaching these days. I'm going to see you on a stage somewhere. Okay. And the last episode too, was like, okay, I see you. Keep going.
All right. So that is my, this will be my last scripture is, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And that is Numbers 6:24-26. That is my hope for anybody that is listening or will listen, to my Jesus sister, to anybody that I know. That is, you know, my prayer is that the Lord bless you and keep you.
I love that so much. And every time when I read this scripture, I can't help but sing the song, which I'm, mm-hmm. When I saw this, I was like, wait, what song is that? I know this. I know these words. I've sang them a million times. And so I love that. I love when people take scripture and they put music to it. Yeah, make it into a song. It just is so powerful. I think that it's easier to digest it, but I also feel like you get the true spirit of like how mm-hmm. the scripture was written. And I love that. Well,
yes.
I have one last scripture and then we'll share our Jesus jams and you can talk about that a little bit more. My last one is Psalms 37:5. It's commit your way to the Lord, trust in him and he will do it. I mean, talk about short and sweet and to the point. Commit your way to the Lord. It says trust also in him and he will do it. And he will do it, meaning he will bless you. He will be there. He will carry you. He will provide peace. He will give you strength. He will do all the things. Just commit your way to him and trust him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I can't say anything more than that. It's the truth.
It's the truth. Well, I have a Jesus jam for you that I remember today. I mean, I remember the Jesus jams, but like I usually am like trying to wrap up the episode and like, oh, darn it. And this one is Gratitude by Brandon Lake. It seems so appropriate for blessings because I have just so much gratitude for all the blessings that God is showering in my life. And I love just the way that he sings this song. It seems he sings it like a love song to God with just gratitude. It's just beautiful. So get that on, people. Get it blasted mm-hmm. in your cars or in your house today.
Yeah, because we already heard, worship the Lord your God and his blessing will be on your food and water.
That's right.
And he will take that sickness away.
Food and water. Make the food calorie free too, please.
Yeah.
As Allie and I were talking about eating and dieting earlier today. Okay, I'm getting us off track. Let's go ahead. Well, let me take it home.
Yeah, and mine, we kind of talked about it a little bit. My Jesus jam is the blessing. And I love that because kind of what you were saying, I feel like you're getting a blessing when you hear worship music that incorporates scripture. We know what, you know, they say about the word of God. And so you're being filled, you're being fed, you know, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word of God. So when you can incorporate scripture into worship, you know that you're blessed. I feel like you're getting a double portion. So, yeah, I just pray that everybody is blessed today from, you know, the hearing of his word, that he would bless it and anoint this episode. And, you know, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. And we bless you in the name of the Lord.